Welcome back to new, ooh, that was loud. Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. In today's episode, we're actually continuing last week's topic, which was when I talked about my new song, Queen of Hearts. And Queen of Hearts is an empowering song that talks about the idea of ruling the dating game and winning somebody else's heart. So, because you're the Queen of Hearts, obviously, from my perspective, it's not necessarily super true. Like, I have had my dating setbacks as well. And I know what it's like to be heartbroken, but it's fun to experiment with this different perspective, if you know what I mean. So if you haven't checked it out, you can definitely stream it everywhere. I really hope you enjoy it. So today we're actually continuing that train of thought, because I think in order to successfully date someone, but also to be successful in life, and whatever success means to you, that's completely up to your definition of it. But let's say you want to achieve a certain goal, and in order to achieve that goal, you need to know two things. You need to know your value, and you need to know your values. So I think dating is a really good example where we can look at those two topics quite easily. So let's just take dating as an example. The first thing you need to know is your value. So that means your self-worth needs to be up. And I think it was a couple of days ago that I saw a really good Insta story or reel where a woman talked about the fact that your self-worth is not gone. It's not like you don't have any self-worth. It's just masked, and it's maybe not visible or accessible, the feeling that you have when you feel worthy of love, success, affection. The feeling is kind of blocked from your experience. So your worth is something that is always there. And I think that's a really beautiful thought, because we often doubt our own worth, our own value. At least the people that are close to me, including myself, are prone to judging themselves very harshly and doubting their own self-worth. So I think if we know our value, if we know that we are loved and we are worthy of love and we are worthy of affection and success and anything that we desire, we show up differently. And to link this back to dating, I think it becomes very visible if someone knows what they're worth. They will not tolerate certain behaviors from other people, and that is actually very, very healthy. I have been prone to tolerating certain behaviors that didn't align with me, and that a person with a connection to their self-worth probably wouldn't have allowed to happen. Looking back, I think all of that shaped me and it made me who I am. And I'm grateful for the lessons. However, that doesn't mean that I didn't suffer in the moment. So you can learn from everything, but sometimes it's better if you don't have to go through everything. And I think the point of not tolerating certain behaviors is also very much linked to your own values. So if you know what you are worth, you also know what you stand for and which values you want to embody in your life. And one of them for me is loyalty, honesty, you know, trustworthiness, stuff like that, where you know the other person is really reliable and you can definitely trust that they will behave in a way that is appropriate and in a way that meets your needs, so to say. And that need being a need for honesty, loyalty, authenticity, and just, you know, just basic human respect. So I think that knowing your value and your values makes you almost invincible, to be honest, because I think that a lot of people struggle with one or both of those things. And if you know what you expect from other people and yourself, so if you know your values and you know that you are absolutely worthy of anything and everything you desire, you can show up very differently and in a very self-confident way and in a very mature way. And I definitely want to embody those things myself. And work a lot more on feeling self-worthy, feeling valuable, and expressing my values that I have to the outside world, and actually holding people to a certain standard, especially in dating. So I really hope that this episode made sense and that the connection between your value and your values became clear. I really hope that you could take away something from this. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you next week. Stay tuned until then. Bye.